man, did you see this post from Ross?
What? Is it another video of him and his dog Lady and the Tramping some spaghetti?
No, he can't afford his apartment, and he's asking if anyone knows of a cheap place to live. I want to say India, but it seems mean.
That's so funny.
Raj is looking for a cheap place to live, and I wrote India.
Don't post that. Be supportive.
Maybe you should be supportive of my hilarious jokes.
Fine, what should we do?
We're smart. I'm sure we can think of something.
You want to let him live here?
Oh, we're smarter than that.
I know our apartment's small, but I think we can make room.
No, Sheldon. We're not getting a life-size Spider-Man statue.
We do have Sheldon's old room. If he really needs a place to stay, I guess we should offer it to him.
You're a good friend.
Am I still a good friend if I wait and hope that Howard offers him a place to live first?
You're an even better husband.
I know if the roles were reversed, he would do it for me.
Where would he stay? We already have Stuart.
Well, we can make some space in the garage. Maybe put a cot out there. Get him a space heater, maybe a hot plate.
That's awful.
Let's hope you think so, too.
For the last time, no Hulk, no Batman, no life-size statues.
Wow. I'm starting to think you didn't mean it when you said you wanted to spruce up the place.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state, and nearly 14 million years ago, expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthal developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery, it all started with a big bang.
Hey, so we've been talking, and if you need a place to stay, we'd be happy to fix up the garage for you.
That would be amazing! I was literally just looking at my moving boxes, trying to pick one to live in.
I know it's not ideal, but you'd have plenty of space for your furniture, and there's this cool button that makes an entire wall go up and down.
I cannot thank you enough.
It is our pleasure.
Hey, can you hold on one sec?
Hello?
Hey, buddy, you still looking for a place to live?
Yeah, why you ask?
You know, we have the extra bedroom, and if you need it, it's yours.
Oh my god, that's so generous!
It's the least we can do.
I really appreciate it. Can you hold on one second? Hey, so Howard, what's the bathroom situation gonna be?
Well, there's a sink out there that takes care of half your problems.
But I can use the downstairs bathroom, right?
Yeah, we barely use it, so it'll be like it's yours.
Cool. Yeah, hold on one second. Hey, what's it like sharing a bathroom with Penny? Is there hair everywhere? Does she use your loofah?
I don't have a loofah.
Okay, well, if I move in, you can't use mine. Hold on a second. Hey, Howard, how's the Wi-Fi in the garage?
I don't know. Why are you asking all these questions?
Well, to be honest, Dennis is on the other line and he offered me the spare bedroom. Great, go live there. But you made the garage sound so fun.
I just didn't want you to feel bad about it. Unless Leonard's apartment also has a raccoon that chews its way in on cold nights.
Go there!
One second. Okay, I think we're close.
How do you feel about a mini fridge in my room?
Hey, pal, you want to live here or not?
Hi, Penny. Yes, please.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Penny. This circular is addressed to occupant, but with our apartment switch, it's unclear whether it's yours or mine.
What's it for?
Roofing?
Yeah, it's yours.
Okay, thanks.
Just throw it out.
Speaking of occupants, I'm given to understand Raj will be moving into my old room.
Yeah,
for a little while. What about his dog?
Raj should be in her crate. It's not a big deal.
I suppose that's acceptable.
Well, Sheldon's getting a little better with dogs. He even took a picture with Pluto at Disneyland.
If real dogs gave me buttons, I'd like them too. Well, I
I think it's very nice that you're helping out our friend.
I think it's nice that you're taking whatever medication Amy is clearly giving you.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Well, it's like that science thing. For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get me hotter.
If you're implying that I'd have some problem with him moving into my room, you're wrong. Now, Raj is in a difficult financial situation, and I'm glad that he's making changes to improve it.
Do not adjust the dosage, you nailed it.
Don't listen to them. What's weird is that Penny almost got a science fact right.
I mean, it's unfair. People just assume I'm going to be upset by Raj moving into my old room.
But you are, aren't you?
Oh, I'm outraged.
Talk to me. Tell me what's going on.
Well, that's been my room since before I met Leonard. And now someone else is going to be living in it. And that someone else is not me. And you know how I feel about people who aren't me.
There are a lot of memories wrapped up in that room. For me, too. First time you told me you loved me was in that room.
Wrong. We were standing outside my room in the hallway.
And there is the love of which I speak.
I realize it's irrational, but with Raj moving in there, I'm feeling a bit replaced.
Well, this isn't an easy time for him. He's losing his apartment. He's in debt. He's probably humiliated.
Yes, probably. But until we know for sure, how can I feel better?
Can I get anyone anything at all?
Raj, you don't have to serve us.
Well, that's the least I can do for helping me carry my stuff up.
It was really no problem.
Not for you, boxy towel.
Anyway, thanks again.
Hey, look at that. You got a Raj. We got a Stuart. Maybe we should take them both to the park. Let them run around together.
I don't know. Yours looks like he has worms.
You ready to go?
All set.
What's that?
A housewarming gift for Raj.
Well, a bunch of fake snakes better not spring out of it, because that was a lousy anniversary present.
It's nothing like that. I thought about Raj's situation, and I had a change of heart. Now, and regarding your gift, you said surprise me, and boy, did I.
Hello.
Hi.
Perfect timing. Food's ready.
Wait, before we eat, I have a little welcome to the building gift for Raj.
Wait, is anything going to jump out?
I already asked.
Thank you, Sheldon. It's a blank notebook.
I had some of my best ideas in that room, and I'm sure you will, too.
You also never had sex in that room. That's something else to look forward to.
This means a lot.
Well, I know this is a difficult time for you. You're losing your apartment, you're in debt, and you must be humiliated.
Sheldon.
Oh, good grief. She is such a stickler for citing sources. Those were Amy's words.
Sheldon.
I know. Good grief was originally said by Charlie Brown. Jeez.
You're right, I am humiliated. Thanks for pointing it out. You're such a jerk.
Can you believe this guy?
Yeah.
I thought that was going to break the other way.
Come on, Sheldon, maybe we should just eat at our place.
Fine. Anyway, you took my room. You turned my friends against me. I hope you're happy.
What do I have to be happy about? My life's a wreck.
How come he can say it and I can't? Keep walking.
Hello, Sheldon. What a pleasant surprise. How are you?
Honestly, I've been better. Do you have time? Leonard says you're very busy these days.
Oh, I just say that because he prattles. What's going on?
Well, our friend Raj moved into my old room, and it's brought up a lot of negative feelings for me.
Well, what do you think the loss of your room represents?
Beverly, you know I hold you in high esteem.